Hi, everybody. Today I'm joined by Sherelle Wilson. She's a recent grad of UIS and the owner of a new business, Soaps by Rail. Thank you so much for talking with me today, Sherelle.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I'd like to just spend a little time getting to know and talk about the basics of your business. So starting out, how did you come up with the concept of this business?
Well, my business was definitely inspired by COVID. At the time when everything began, I had just been released from my job because, you know, they didn't know with the uncertainty how things were going to play out. So I was just at home and I was in school at the time still doing my classes. And I had all this extra time. And I've always been a creative person. And I really was just started seeking out things that I could do, things that could not only help me be a creative outlet for me, but could help people during this time of uncertainty. So I just came up with it. My motto was clean body, clean mind. So it's not only just about the products, the soaps, but it's just about, you know, encouraging people, letting them know that it's okay to, you know, be uncertain during this time, but everything will work out.
Yeah, so now that you bring up what your site says about clean body, clean mind, it touches on a lot of things that have to do with mental wellness. So I just like to discuss a little bit more about that aspect. How are your products, you know, connecting people with the idea of mental wellness?
Specifically, I have a shea butter soap line, which is with essential oils. And a lot of essential oils have very good benefits, mental health benefits. For example, orange is really there to help energize people and wake them up by the scent. Even with lavender and tea tree oil, that's one of the other popular shea butter soaps. Lavender has positive mental health effects.
So how much research went into you figuring out that these essential oils could have a positive impact on mental wellness?
It's been a lot of research over the years. I actually have a diffuser myself in my room, but I use orange a lot and lavender. So I kind of knew a little bit about it, but I researched some more. Essential oils, they can kind of burn your skin. So I wanted to make sure once they were in the soaps that they wouldn't do that, just to make sure my dilution rates were okay. So that's where mainly the research was, making sure that yes, these can go in soaps and that they won't hurt your skin.
Yeah. And now that you've talked about like kind of the process of you making the products, I've looked at some of them and I know some of our listeners haven't seen them yet, but I see the names kind of correlate with actually what they are. So I saw the birthday cake one and it looks so delicious, but I know you can't eat it. How long does it take you to make these products and what's the process of you coming up with like the concepts for like the different type of soaps?
It depends on what soap it is. Like for the birthday cake one, it will take longer than the ones with essential oils, just because with the birthday cake, there's different like flakes that kind of look like sprinkles and you have to actually cut those out before. And the process I actually do with my soaps, how I create my soaps, is a melt and pour soap process. So you really have to be time sensitive because it dries faster and you don't want to mix certain soaps together just because they'll melt and it won't look like birthday cake.
Yeah, I get that. And then also looking at your products, you have a lot, like you said, that deal with mental wellness and just overall body and mind and just taking care of yourself. So what do you think sets your products apart from something that's like store-bought?
Something that's really important to me is that it comes from the heart. All of the products that I make, I actually sit and take time to think, oh, would I like this? Would people that I know really like this? How would this benefit them? What's different? But that's the main thing, is that it's coming from the heart and it's coming from a place that I honestly think that people could benefit from. For example, I have a new line out, a fall soap collection, and one of the popular soaps is apple pie soap. And just, it actually looks like an apple pie. So I try to make it like pleasing to the eye, something that you'll see and you'll smile and you'll be like, oh, that's cool. And I don't only play with the looks, but the scent. So it actually smells like apple pie. So like I said, I just take time to, you know, make it come from the heart and not just be a bar of soap, another bar of soap.
Yeah, and I really get that. And I think it relates back to your idea of mental wellness. You know, it smells good. It's going to make people happy. It looks good. So it makes you think back to, you know, a time maybe you had some good apple pie or a good birthday cake or something like that. And kind of jumping back to the idea of mental wellness, why do you think that is such an important topic right now in the, you know, day and age we're living in?
It's a very important topic because your mental wellness affects everything you do. If you're not feeling good in your mind, then it's going to reflect in your body. You're going to be more anxious and you're going to tense up your shoulders. You're going to basically, your heart rate will be different if your, you know, mental health is not good. So it's very important in these times, especially with the pandemic, because there was at one time there was a lot of uncertainty. We didn't know when it would be over, if it was going to be over, what exactly it was doing to people. So, yeah, it's very important for people right now to not only wash their hands and take care of their outside body, but to just be cognizant that even though these times are different and we haven't faced something like this before, that it's okay. We're just learning how to create a new normal.
What can you say to people that are maybe trying to start their own businesses or do something positive like you're doing for, you know, people in Springfield?
I would say to do your research, not only about the products that you want to sell or your services that you want to do, but just take classes. I know that's one thing I did over the summer. Lincoln Land Community College, they were offering free marketing courses about small businesses. So I made sure that I attended those and they were free. So just to do your research and take advantage of every free opportunity that's out there.
And that's another great thing you brought up are the community resources that kind of helped you along the way and kind of, I guess, help further your idea. That's really great. So I guess one last thing I'll ask you is, what is one thing you're hoping to accomplish within the next year with your business?
One thing I hope to accomplish is just to have more people be comfortable sharing their stories about, you know, what happened, what has happened this year. One thing I do every other Tuesday or just on a Tuesday is I do Let's Talk Tuesdays. So I really want people over the years to just be comfortable sharing their stories, because a lot of times I know people suffer in silence because they don't think that someone will relate to what they're going through. So that's one of my big goals, is to have people be more comfortable sharing their stories about what they are going through to encourage someone.
Yeah, and it sounds like your business is more than just selling soap or more than just selling, you know, a product that's different. It sounds like you're trying to really get to the heart of the issue that a lot of people are having right now. They don't have a safe space to kind of cope and go. And so I thank you. And I think that's really important for everybody, not only in Springfield, but around the world, to just find those comfortable spaces. If anybody from Springfield or around the world wants to get in contact with your safe spaces or your products, how can they reach you?
Oh, they can reach me. I have a Facebook, I have Instagram, and I have Twitter, and they all go to my email, and that my email is soapsbyrel@gmail.com.